Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for being with us today. I know this is a busy time for everybody, so I'm so honored you're with us today. I do want to remind you, in case you're unaware, that on your mobile device, chances are you can download a podcast app, or maybe there's already one built into your device, but I would encourage you to go into a podcast app and search for this podcast and hit the subscribe button. The reason why that's such a great feature on mobile devices is that app will automatically download the latest, freshest episode of this podcast and any others that you subscribe to every single evening so that the next day it is ready to go. And so every single episode, every single podcast I listen through an app, and it's something that I've subscribed to. So I would invite you to check that out. Well, today on the podcast, I want to invite you to take a step towards the invisible. There is more than meets the eye around us. I really wish it was possible for us to attach some sort of sensor, sort of like those VR headsets that you see out there. I wish we could attach some sort of sensor to our foreheads that would enable us to see the invisible. And what I mean by the invisible is there's a lot going on around us that we cannot see with our physical eyes. You might say there's this unseen world around us. Now, when you look into the Bible, there's so many references to this. It's this idea that there is a spiritual realm around us. And in that spiritual realm, there's a war going on. And so you might say in that invisible realm, there's an invisible war going on. Now, I hope this really makes sense because it's the backdrop of a lot of what happens in Scripture. Now, I've been guilty of living like everything I can see with my physical eyes is all there is. Now, chances are you've been there as well. If we can't see it with our physical eyes, then we tend to discount it, or we tend to ignore it, or we tend to act like it's not real. But I'm telling you, when you read Scripture, the backdrop is there's an invisible war going on that is real, it is powerful, and it's deadly. See, the reality is a lot of our struggle, a lot of our fights, a lot of our stresses, a lot of the turmoil that's in our lives aren't actually the problem. See, a lot of times we think the struggle is the problem, the fight's the problem, the person's the problem, the stress is our problem, the turmoil is the problem. But here's the truth, those are just symptoms. That stress, that fight, that tension, that person, those things, those are actually merely symptoms, not the actual cause. And what happens if we're not careful is we try to treat the symptom instead of getting to the root of the problem. And at the root of the problem is this invisible war going on in the spiritual realm around us. Now, I don't mean to sound woo-woo. I don't mean to sound out there. But this is so important because we often forget the battle. We ignore the battle, or sometimes we're not even aware of the battle. And here's the danger of that. If all we do is look at the physical symptoms we can see, and we never get to the spiritual root of the problem, we're going to get defeated by an enemy that we don't see, that we don't think exists. See, when you don't see the enemy, when I don't see the enemy, we end up blaming the symptom instead of the source. Let me say that again. When you and I don't see the enemy, and we don't embrace the fact that there's a war going on around us, we end up blaming the symptom instead of the source. In other words, we blame the person that we're fighting with instead of the source of that conflict. We end up blaming a system instead of the source. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to begin to pay attention to the invisible realm. Now, I mentioned that this is the backdrop of Scripture. There's this battle going on. Let me give you two examples. One is in 2 Kings chapter 6, and I'm not going to read the whole chapter to you or tell you the whole story, but in it, there's a person that doesn't see the supernatural. They do not see what's going on around them, and so they get afraid. And so in 2 Kings 6, verse 16 and 17, Elisha says, "Do not be afraid, for there are more on our side than on theirs." In other words, Elisha's saying there's something going on in this invisible realm. And then I love this prayer. He says, "O Lord, would you open his eyes and let him see?" In other words, he's praying, God, would you help this guy see what he's not seeing right now? And it says, and the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around them was filled with horses and chariots of fire. In other words, God's army was present and God was going to win. I love that. Open his eyes that he could see. Another passage that I'll refer you to comes from Zechariah chapter 4. In fact, I was talking about this with a friend earlier today that so often we feel like there's this unmovable mountain in front of us, this unmovable obstacle. And I love this reminder that God gave the nation of Israel when they were facing extreme problems. Zechariah 4 verse 6 says, then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord, says to Zerubbabel. And here's the reminder. I love this. Here's what God says. It is not by force and it's not by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. In other words, if you're going to get this done, it's not going to be by earthly force, earthly strength. It's by my spirit. And then he says in verse 7, nothing, not even a mighty mountain will stand in the way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in its place, the people will shout, may God bless it, may God bless it. In other words, this thing that they were working on, this temple, was going to get done, not by might, not by power, but by God's spirit. And so today, if you've ever felt like you're up against some immovable problem, if you're up against some immovable force, chances are that battle really isn't what you can see with your physical eyes. It's going on, that battle's going on in the spiritual realm around you. And so today I'm going to invite you to take a step towards it. Acknowledge that it's there. Realize that there's an enemy that wants to attack you. And of course, when God's trying to do something great in your life, of course the enemy would love to attack you and get you distracted. Don't do that, because here's what I truly believe about the root of the problem, that when you and I can discern the invisible, then we can see the root cause. And when we see the root cause, we stop fighting the wrong fight and we put our fight against the enemy. And we can ultimately apply the right resources and bring healing. Heavenly Father, today, I pray for all of us, all of my friends and myself included, open our eyes that we could see your strength, your power, your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.